in the process of that, a man stood up in front of the church where I was going that time, and he read Jeremiah 29:11. I could read that for you right now, because I read this scripture every morning. It's part of that continued renewing of your mind process that I felt convicted to start doing now. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. When I heard that scripture read, it had my name all over it. I said, thank you, Lord. I really needed that, because before that, I thought God was trying to destroy me. In a very warped sense, I just didn't understand it. When Ed got up there and read that scripture, it was the same thing as if Jesus sat down face to face with me right there and said, Jebby, this is for you, and you need to hear this, because this is the word for me. And I have cherished that scripture ever since. Thank the Lord. He has really just been so good to remind me as I grow. And I've got a lot of growing to still do, but he has reminded me that this brain and this mind and this heart need to be renewed and transformed. That's part of the healing that that kind of situation goes through. Now, I know this is a healing service, and maybe it is emotional healing. Part of that healing was, too, is to forgive those guys that decided it was going to be fun to beat my friend Dave and I up. Slowly, I had to let go. I immediately did that at the time, but you know how that is. You know, yeah, I forgive him. And you go, you carry that anger with you for months and years and things. The Lord has taken me through a series of events, some very humbling, some very embarrassing. I really would rather not go into it right now. The Lord has revealed to me in so many ways that I need to forgive those fellows that were caught up in the bondage of being in a violent life, that was part of their gang initiation or whatever. I would love to see one of those guys now, not in a dark alley, of course, but I would love to see them, you know, walking in the Spirit of the Lord now, and that's my prayer for all of them. The whole topic of healing. Some of you are familiar with Picture of Jesus. Picture of Jesus, that's a lot about healing, because before that, all I knew of was Jesus Christ Superstar and Godspell in that genre, and they didn't include the healing. And to me, like, how could you tell the story about Jesus and not have this healing? Transforming our minds and renewing our minds and healing our bodies. All those people that came to Christ to be healed, many of them came up to him and asked to be healed. So we have to initially go to God ourselves, go up to Jesus and ask, you know, if we want to be healed, we want to be healed. If we want our minds renewed, we need to go to God and say, Lord, renew my mind. My mind is really bad and needs to be renewed. I don't know if that'll get you past any tests or anything, but it'll certainly be what's important for our lives and our walk with the Lord. It struck me that Jesus said in Mark 10:15, truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter at all. And you're probably thinking, where did that come from? When we go to ask God to renew our minds or to heal us or physically heal us, emotionally heal us, we need to come to him as a child, I believe. A child has pure faith and doesn't have any inhibitions about coming and asking for something. They haven't got all that baggage that we adults have, that we're kind of shy about asking for something. You know, when we go to our Father, our Heavenly Father, we should just go as innocent as a child, as purely and simply as that. Rhonda and I saw The Passion on Saturday, and there's a point in that movie where in Aramaic, Jesus is praying in the garden, and it sounds like he says, Papa, and I think that's very similar to the word for Father. And when I heard that, it just made me break down, because I thought, this is a close relationship to the Father. You know, when I saw Jesus take that beating in the movie, what's depicted in that movie, it's like, Jesus did do this for you. He did this for me.